We have never been closer to a third world war than ever before. We can't even turn on the TV without seeing the atrocities of war being reported from all over the world. Our Lady, in one of her Marian apparitions, had warned of a third world war if people don't heed her messages. The very same messages were also presented at Fatima. In the approved apparition of Cuapa in Nicaragua in May of 1980, Our Lady warned us of what we must do to avoid a third world war. Our Lady appeared to visionary Bernardo Martinez and requested that the rosary be prayed for the whole world, since the world is being threatened by grave dangers. Our Lady told Bernardo that if her children don't change, there will be an arrival of a third world war. Our Lady wanted the rosary to be prayed every day and permanently within the family and with children in the home. During a second apparition, Mary gave a vision of how the rosary began and how she wanted it prayed. Mary instructed Bernardo to look up at the sky, where he saw something like a movie being played before him. In this vision, Bernardo saw a procession of martyrs, followed by a group of saints dressed in white, carrying luminous rosaries in their hands. The rosaries had extremely white beads and gave off light in a variety of different colors. It was made known to him that Saint Dominic led the procession, while he carried a very large open book. Dominic would read, and after listening, they silently meditated. After this period of prayer and silence, they then prayed the Our Father and 10 Hail Marys and Glory Be. When the rosary was finished, Our Lady told Bernardo that these are the first ones to whom she had given the rosary. Mary also informed Bernardo that she was not pleased when the rosary was prayed mechanically or in a rushed manner. Mary said, "Pray the rosary, meditate on the mysteries, listen to the word of God spoken in them, put into practice the word of God." To change the course of history and avert a third world war, at Cuapa, Mary called us to renew the 5 first Saturdays and that we would receive many graces when we perform this. On the first Saturday of every month, go to confession, receive Holy Communion, pray the rosary, and in addition to the rosary, spend 15 minutes thinking about the life of Jesus, all with the intention of making reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Pope Benedict XVI extended the window for confession to 20 days prior and 20 days after the first Saturday. No military might in the world can bring peace. The world will only have peace unless it turns with trust to God's mercy. And the good Lord has given us Mary, the Star of the Sea, who will lead the children to God, a true intercessor for mankind. Only when we turn to Our Lady and do what she asked, only will she then bring about the triumph of her Immaculate Heart and crush the head of Satan and bring about the era of peace she promised. The final words of Our Lady in Nicaragua were these: pray the rosary, meditate on the mysteries, listen to the word of God spoken in them, love one another, love each other, forgive each other, make peace. Don't ask for peace without making peace. Because if you don't make it, it does no good to ask for it. Fulfill your obligations. Put into practice the word of God. Seek ways to please God. Serve your neighbor, as that way you will please him. If you don't change, you will hasten the coming of the third world war. Pray, my son, for all the world. Saint Padre Pio viewed war as a dreadful evil, recognizing the suffering it inflicted on individuals and equating it with the suffering of Jesus. He emphasized the importance of spiritual warfare against the devil, seeing it as a constant battle to resist temptation and remain close to God. Padre Pio encouraged prayer, hope, and trust in God's mercy, even amidst the difficult circumstances, highlighting the power of the cross and the rosary in spiritual battles. Saint Padre Pio deeply revered the rosary, considering it a powerful weapon against evil and a direct line to the Blessed Mother. He viewed the rosary as a way to connect with the Blessed Virgin Mary, whom he deeply revered. He often said, "Love Our Lady and make her loved." Always recite the rosary.